السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. We ask Allah عز وجل teach us what benefit us from what he taught us and increase us in knowledge. آمين يا رب العالمين. My dear beloved respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah عز وجل to make me and you from the people who listen and apply. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in four places in the Quran, do not follow the footsteps of the shaitan. لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان. There was a man, his name was Barsisa. Barsisa was a devoted worshipper for 70 years in his temple. All he does is worship Allah Azza wa Jal. And that made the shaitan furious. He tried to make him mix with people, he couldn't. He tried to make him stop worshipping, he couldn't. He tried to make him stop making dhikr, he couldn't. But he did not stop. Then he came up with a very smart idea. The shaitan came with a very smart idea. There were three brothers that wanted to travel and go for jihad. So they came to Barsisa and they said, yeah, Barsisa, you are the most pious person that we know. And we are going for jihad and we have our sister that we do not know where to keep her while we are away. And you are the only person we trust. He said, no way. I will never accept a woman in my house. Anytime there's a man and a woman, the third is their shaitan. No way, no how. Please, this and that. They said, no way, he said. So they said, okay, how about we get her a house next to you and you just check up on her every once in a while. After long conversation, Barsisa agreed. Now the shaitan came to him. Said, yeah, Barsisa, the woman is on her own. Maybe she needs some food. Why don't you go? Just put the food at the door and knock and run. Don't look, don't do anything. Don't fall into any kind of haram. So Barsisa started every day, take some food, knock at the door and run back to his temple. A few weeks later, the shaitan came and he asked Barsisa, what if the woman, something's wrong with her? Maybe she did not pick up the food. Maybe she left the house. Just check up on her, knock at the door and wait till she says you hear a voice and then khalas, you leave. So Barsisa took the food, dropped it at the door, knocked and wait. He heard her voice and he went back. Now he liked her voice. He prays, he hears her voice. He looks up, he hears her voice. So the shaitan came to him 2-3 weeks later. Look at the shaitan, step by step. He said, you know, now it's almost over 2-3 months and the girl is by herself. She's probably bored and you're a very pious man. When you knock at the door and you just wait till she opens the door, you check up, make sure she's fine, she's okay, and then you leave. So Barsisa went, knocked at the door. She opened the door. How are you? How's everything? Good, alhamdulillah, left. He kept on doing that for a while and then the shaitan came back again. He said, you know what? You are a very pious man and you're not going to do any haram. Go and sit with her, chat with her. She probably needs some company. How long she's been? She probably missed her brothers. So Barsisa came and she said, come in. And now he sits with her again. Day 2, 3, 4, 5 days until one day Barsisa got up and hugged her and kissed her. And astaghfirullah, he came back to his temple. How did I do that? Then the shaitan came and whispered, oh, now you are a very great worshipper. You've been worshipping for 70 years. What is this sin going to do in your ocean of good deeds? He continued, and then Barsisa committed the fahisha with that woman. Few months later, the woman came to him and said, yeah, Barsisa, I am pregnant. Barsisa went crazy. The shaitan came to him and said, what if the brothers come back now and find out what you have done with their sister? So the only solution now, go and kill her baby. So Barsisa went and killed the woman and killed the baby and buried them. Step after step. The brothers came back excited. They haven't seen their sister for a long time. Yeah, Barsisa, where's our sister? He started crying. Your sister got very sick and she died and I buried her. They thanked him and everything and they went. When they went, the shaitan came to every single one of them and told him that this guy is lying. And to prove that he's lying, go and check this place. You will find that your sister got pregnant from him and she had a baby. So when they got up and they said, oh, we all saw the same dream. They all went to that same place and they found their sister right there buried and a baby next to her. They went and they got Barsisa and he confessed. And they were so furious that they wanted to kill Barsisa. Shaitan came to him and he said, you know who I am? I'm the one who whispered to you from day one. And now they're going to kill you. And I can save you. So Barsisa said, how? What should I do? He said, make one sajda for me and I will save you. So Barsisa made sujood to the shaitan. And the brothers killed him. So he died on shirk. After 70 years of strict worship, died on shirk. My beloved brothers and sisters, this is how the shaitan works. Step by step, he comes to the boy and he tells him, look at that girl. First look, and the girl looks back, and then one text, and then one meeting. No, 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 don't meet in private. No, no, meet in a public library. Everybody can see you. And then maybe one day the library is closed. Let's go to the coffee shop. And oh, we are studying. We're just sharing information. We're not doing anything. And then, you know, one touch of the hand and this, and until something evil takes place. This is how the shaitan works. My brother, if you are interested in a girl, if you are interested in meeting a girl, you go and you contact her father, you contact her wali. And if she is available, then you tell your parents to go officially and ask for her hand in marriage. Exactly what you want to be done to your sister or to your daughter in the future. The shaitan comes to the person he used to pray immediately right after the adhan. Yalla, it's okay, finish the game first, finish that basketball, finish that. And then he start delaying. And then all of a sudden he start combining Dhuhr and Asr together. And then he prays for no reason. And he combines Maghrib and Isha. And then all of a sudden he combines all the salawat together. And the shaitan comes and tell him, at least you are still praying. There are so many people do not pray. It's okay. Keep combining them all at Isha. At least you're still praying. There are so millions of people do not pray. You are still praying. And then he stops that. And then he stops Jum'ah. All of a sudden, step by step, the person will stop completely praying. He comes to the person that is pious like you, my brother, like my sister. You are very righteous and you are praying and you are doing all the ibadah that you can and even doing some optional fasting, optional sadaqat, tahajjud. He comes to you. He will never give up. He comes to you. And you are going through some hardship. You are very sick and so much pain. And then all of a sudden your husband loses his job or you lose your job. And all of a sudden you're having issues with your in-laws or at home or at work. And the shaitan comes and whispers, look at you worshipping day and night, making adhkar all day, all night. Where is that God? Where is he? How is he letting you suffer so much? What kind of God make you suffer? What kind of ilah? What kind of Allah is this? After all that ibadat that you're doing, all the money you donated, all the umrah you went, all the qiyam that you have performed, all the fasting, and look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look how Allah azza wa jal is treating you. What kind of ilah is this? And you start putting doubt in the rahmah of Allah. He start putting doubt in the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then you start saying, yeah, maybe, why? I'm such a good person. Why these things are happening to me? Ah, subhanAllah. Be very careful, my brother. Be very careful, my sister. Or he comes to the righteous person and he makes him feel very proud of himself. He makes him feel like, you know, the marad, the disease of ujub. The person starts thinking that he is the one performing qiyam because of his efforts. He is the one who's attending every salat in the jama'ah. He is the one who's memorizing because him, because me, I am a good person. He forgets that all these blessings from Allah Azza wa Jal. So he comes from that path that to make the person even show off or feel that he is conceited. And that will destroy the amal. So my brothers and sisters, the main lesson today is be very careful of the footsteps of the shaitan. The shaitan does not come and tell you, do this major sin right away. Step by step. And keep in mind that the shaitan is extremely patient. This method did not work. He has 70,000 more methods. May Allah protect us all from the shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from his tricks. Constantly say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Constantly. Repeat that statement and ask Allah to protect you from the shaitan, from the shayateen of jinn and from the shayateen of humans. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our last deeds our best deeds and our last words, La ilaha illallah. Love you all for the sake of Allah.
Have you ever wished that there was a Muslim version of YouTube or Netflix? Well, we have created one. The One Islam TV app has no adverts and is safe to browse for your peace of mind. Watch hundreds of high-quality produced Islamic reminders, Quran videos, stories of the prophets, hot topic, debates, and so much more. 4 to 8 new videos are uploaded daily, inshallah. You can watch or listen to videos while your device is switched off. Watch videos on demand or download videos and watch offline. One Islam TV is 100% run and owned by Muslims, which means the small amount you pay for your subscription is a sadaqa jariya, continuous charity for you, as we use the funds raised to continue producing more beneficial videos and reminders, inshallah. The One Islam TV app is now available on Apple devices, Apple TV, Android devices, Android TV, Amazon Fire TV, and Roku. So you can watch on most devices and smart TVs. Download now for a free 7-day trial. May Allah reward you for supporting our work.